Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
We got the chocolates.
What the frick is that?
We got the chocolates.
Don't I do dad jokes?
We got the chocolates.
Wait, there's a podcast?
Yes. Really?
Yes, welcome back to the We Got the Chocolates podcast. I'm Lee.
I'm Skin.
And I'm Gary.
And we've got Yannick with us this week.
Hello.
And also the regular crew is here. I mean, Mikus is just focusing on filming this week, which is probably good news for everyone. We've got Dave the Brit that knows jack shit. He edits. And Charlie who fact checks any ridiculous claims that we make. You've probably arrived by accident, but definitely stay for a laugh. We Got the Chocolates, that's a win. And obviously, Yana, we do have this jingle.
Right.
Still got the baby, obviously.
Yep, still have her.
Is there something wrong with you?
Idiot.
When? How long is it acceptable to keep playing that jingle? Like, how old?
I don't know. She's two now.
It's arguably the weirdest thing you've ever said, I reckon.
I just remember your face from that night. I don't know how long ago it was. Well, probably 2 years.
I think that was the first episode I ever filmed with Goaty.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
I think not the first time we'd met, but yeah, the first time we'd ever done something.
Filmed.
Yeah.
And you genuinely did say, yeah.
Just I thought there was. Well, I mean, I still do think there's something wrong.
Did you get nervous? Is that why you said
what
it?
What was it? I think it was like
verbal diarrhea. Just,
yeah, I wanted to say something to like bring you in. And then I wasn't exactly sure how I should sort of start it. And that was probably not the right option.
What do you mean, probably not?
As it turns out.
He's still not sure. 2 years on and he's still not sure.
But as we heard, baby is a toddler.
She's two.
Which is good. Yeah. Mm. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Now, we have a story from this weekend. Actually, quite a bit of content from the podcast for the podcast episode tonight. We'll reference the fact that we went down to the Big Bash Drafts in Melbourne last weekend. Yeah, well, today we got back. So we referenced that a few times. It was the BBL and WBBL Drafts, which was magnificent. But Skin, the story, I think, more comes from our breakfast this morning.
Yep. It's actually kind of a similar experience to what we just talked about. We went for breakfast this morning. We had a little bit more time than we expected. Actually,
we thought we did. Yeah.
Oh no,
we'll get to that. So we went for breakfast. Walked in and were greeted by the waiters, but they sort of seemed to. English wasn't their first language sort of thing. So well,
the great news is though, because you hadn't been drinking this morning, you probably weren't being rude to them either this time.
No, I was trying to be polite.
Actually quite the opposite.
but I just asked, and yeah, so it came up that English wasn't their first language because I asked how long the wait would be on food or something like that, and he wasn't sure what. So we went and grabbed a mate, and then yeah, we ended up getting our food in time, which was fantastic, obviously. And as I'm sitting there, one of the waiters decides to strike up a conversation with me. I can only assume to sort of practice learning English with like chatting to the locals. That seems like a reasonable thing to do. So she just asks like, oh, so, you know, you're flying, like where are you headed to? Are you not from here sort of thing? And yeah, like she just unfortunately chose the one at the table with the fucking social skills of a rock. So I was like, it took me 30 seconds to work out what was going on. And then I was like, oh, yeah, no, we're from Brisbane. Like, we're just down for the weekend. And she was like, oh, I used to live in Brisbane for 6 months. And I was like, yeah.
Oh, lovely. The secondhand embarrassment.
Yeah. It gets worse.
No.
There you go. She's like, oh, Brisbane, really nice. I lived there for like 6 months. And I was like, oh, yeah, lovely spot. And she just walked away. And I turned around to Lee and I was like, lovely spot.
What the fuck's wrong with me?
I think from my, I don't want to go over it twice, but from mine and Mingus's like point of view, we're sitting on this side of the table, Skin's talking to her facing that way. We heard him say, lovely spot.
About all of Brisbane. City.
Just all of Brisbane. Lovely
every spot. They're all lovely.
We heard him say, Mingus and I are like sitting like you and I are Yana, so we're sort of looking at each other like,
oh no.
How does the poor girl respond to that?
Before we even said anything, she's walked away and Skin's gone, lovely spot. What am I doing?
How do you do it?
I just can't handle like,
conversation.
Generally, I genuinely can't handle conversing. I have no people skills. I don't understand.
That is the most relaxed small talk I've ever heard. Like, and then you just seize up. Don't know what to say. Lovely spot. Yeah. Lovely spot.
Yeah, we live in Australia. Lovely spot.
Lovely spot. Where are you from? Brisbane. Oh, lovely spot.
The Milky Way. Lovely spot.
We were flying back in today and we were like going over Brisbane, obviously, as we're landing. I was like, Skin, actually is a lovely spot.
We let a lot of those things go straight through the keeper most of the time. Right?
Yeah, that's true. I didn't hear any more about it. No.
This is the last. This is the last you hear of it, I promise.
It actually is really quite lovely for up here. It's a lovely spot. Like just everything down there.
Yeah.
The full extending landscape.
It's not great,
but,
is it?
But speaking of the flight, I mean, that also didn't go well for us. Now, Gody, you remember our last, and Jan, you probably do as well, our last experience with flying, myself and Skin, we missed our flight. Cancelled on the way back from Sydney. This time we had Mingus with us, so we thought things should be better.
Wait,
incorrect.
Why?
Yeah.
What does Mingus bring?
He's more organised.
He likes being at places earlier. Yeah, he's not more organised.
Are you high?
But you keep saying like early as well. But Mingus is great because he's on time. Yeah. You guys are just late.
No, but you say early is 10 minutes early. On time is 10 minutes early. Mingus hasn't got a mic, so he can't.
So, like, last time we were talking about we missed our flight, and Mingus said, like, the closest or the biggest deal he's had in that area was when his flight got delayed, and then so he went half an hour before the new time, and you were meant to check in at half an hour before the original time, so they just didn't let him on. Generally he's prepared and there half an hour before, unlike us who were there half an hour late. But yeah, we ended up having a similar experience as well.
Well, no, because in Brisbane on the way down, we took Mikas's advice. You were there. I played cricket against the team you're coaching on Saturday. We went to the airport. We were actually there on time for our scheduled flight. And then they went, it's delayed to marginally on time for our scheduled flight.
He's right on time.
Probably fractionally late.
We were pretty thankful for it.
Anyway, delayed to 7:30 and they were like, no issues. Oh, you can't check in, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. If you can't. This morning we get a email from, I'm sure they're wonderful people, so we won't name the company, one of the airlines.
Yeah, yeah.
And it wasn't Emirates. And
Thanks for
them for all our domestic travel.
Yeah.
No, but we got this email saying, hey, sorry, your flight's been delayed. Check-in time is now half an hour before the new time, which became like 11:05.
Very explicitly says that.
Yeah. Like couldn't have been more clear. Yeah. We're like, great, excellent. We'll go and get breakfast so that Skin can say lovely spot about Brisbane. But so that's what we went and did. Then we arrived at the airport and we went to check in. Flight closed at 11:05. It's leaving. We were there at 9:55. Right, flight, see you later. And so we went to one person who said, nah, sorry, not me. You need to go to the other person, who then tried to kick us back to the other person. At this point, Skin was starting to get quite angry.
Testing.
Had he been drinking again?
He hadn't even had a beer.
He wish.
But in amongst all that, we're like half hour waits because there were 700 people having similar issues. Apparently there must have been cancellations that morning or something like that. No. There was about one person working. So Lee's got sent off to stand in the corner.
He said, go stand in the corner, I'll come back to you. I felt like I was like a naughty school kid.
Time out for you.
But you've got this half an hour window. So surely forward thinking, okay, we're idiots. We're going to be late. Don't go to breakfast. Get breakfast at the airport.
Yeah.
But think about the content we created.
That's true.
From eating that breakfast. Skin got to help someone with her English.
Exactly.
I wonder if he would have found a lovely spot at the airport.
I don't know. Not as much.
Probably not.
But on Saturday when, because Mikas actually came to cricket and watched us play cricket there, and he was stressed because after the game, you guys were in a bit of a rush to get after, get go to the airport.
Yeah.
I walked past your change room, you were nude and didn't look in any rush to leave for the airport.
No, because I knew it had been delayed.
No, you didn't.
I had a feeling. Anyway, then the lady tried to convince Skid that, like, because it's 10:05.
Yeah, so Lee's standing in the corner. Yeah, I've got to try to find someone else to talk to. And this lady's like, said, yeah, well, no, so it's final boarding. So obviously check-in's closed. And I was like, sorry. And I've got my phone here. I was like, it's 10 past 10. You just told me departure's at 11:10 and it's final boarding. And she was like, yeah. Yeah, like 40 to 60 minutes before takeoff's pretty normal for final boarding. And I was like,
No, it's not. Well, you've actually flown before. Yeah. It might be your first time.
I mean, it doesn't look like we have.
Anyway, then I'm finally, there's more to it. It just kept going. And then I'm finally, well, we've convinced them, like, well, first they said, no, sorry, we've oversold. There's only two seats. And then magically she's like, oh, worked a miracle. There's three seats again.
One of them on the floor.
Is it the three that we originally booked ourselves into? I'm like, yep, those ones. I was like, oh, great. Well done. That is a miracle. And then they've gone, oh, do you have any bags to check in? I'll be like, yep, this one. Checked it in. As I checked it in, I was like, to Skin and Mikis, what are our chances of ever seeing that again? Like, it just felt...
You just knew.
Felt bad. Sure enough, arrive in Brisbane, out to the baggage carousel. Oh, my bag's not here. That's a shame. Walked over to the little baggage collection place and old mate goes, no, that's on the next flight. And I was like, oh, fair, that just makes sense.
Yeah, no worries.
Why would it be on my own
flight? No worries, honestly. Thank you.
And I was like, so when's that arrive? He's like, oh, 40 minutes from now. So we sat there, had three coffees and we're like, yeah, we must be getting close here. That flight comes, baggage carousel, not on that either. I was like, mate.
Sitting there watching all these people collect bags for like another half an hour.
It was half an hour of us sitting there going like, maybe it's the first bag that got put on. And so we've waited till every single bag gone. We're like, this is shit. And then walked over to the bloke and he goes, oh, is this it here?
Oh, mate.
Pulls it out.
It's like he's playing a joke on you.
That's what we said. Like, have you just been watching us like walk around looking for it and just go, this would be funny actually. Yeah. Is this your one? Yeah, that's real similar to it. That's it, you idiot.
I'm so pumped for our next trip that I've booked my own flight to get down there. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm so excited.
I'm just pumped that I've never traveled with you guys because I think we would have a strained relationship.
We'd let you book your own stuff.
Oh, yeah, I would get there myself.
Also, the other thing that happened on our flight that we found weird, I'm sorry that so much time has been dedicated to this flight experience. But I don't know if you guys have seen this, but it seemed like we got everyone's first day today because the lady that was talking, like, you know, where they do that little announcement, like, the safety instructions. Have you ever heard where people just like obviously panic mid reading it and just stop reading? So like mid sentence, she was like,
she just forgot her next line.
Is that that US congressman who just keeps freezing on stage?
She just blanked out. Lights will direct you to.
Where?
There's
some
more
frequent flyer just pops up. It's like, I know it. Don't worry.
The ocean.
Roof.
Oxygen mask will drop from
the floor. What?
Thank you for flying with.
It's like she was just eating Pringles and she just had to quickly have a quick snack. Like mid-sentence, she just stopped completely. It was so weird. Anyway, that's enough of that. Let's get on to joke of the week. Now, I'm very worried about these because I have not pre-read them.
You haven't had time, mate.
Well, I haven't had time.
You couldn't have been busier today with the breakfast and the coffees. And
baggage getting lost.
Yeah. Oh, now, mate, we've made money off that trip.
That is not our tax roll.
Yeah. Absolutely. That coffee didn't cost $4.50, it cost $5.50, you idiot.
If you're their accountant, he's just joking. It's just a joke.
No, that's a loose joke.
We don't know who Cody's accountant is. It's not the same one. just to completely distance ourselves.
You should come and see mine, actually.
Now, joke of the week, I do know what the first one is, and it's a stinker, and one that you've referenced Skin, in fact, before.
Oh, great.
So, lads, I have one for the grammar fans. What is 6.9? A good thing ruined by a period.
I don't get it. Now, as you said, Skin, how many times have you listened to that?
A couple hundred, I want to say. Yeah.
So I did have to put it in the podcast for people to realize, thank you, we've heard it. It's magnificent.
I can't wait to listen to it again next week.
Like, it's all been in the last little while, and I think I worked out why.
Anne Hathaway.
Yeah, the Anne Hathaway video.
But didn't you say that was fake?
Yes, that's, yeah.
It's AI generated.
So it went viral, and it's not even her. She's on some talk show, but it's completely fake, telling this joke. How weird.
How good is Chad GPT?
Chad is on fire. I used to have a crush on Anne Hathaway, but anyway.
I thought you were going
to
say Chad, which would have been weird.
Nah, Chad's a fuckwit.
Comes up again later in the episode.
Oh, great.
Joke two, here you go.
G'day, Chuckies. This is Simon from Texas, originally from the UK, and I've got a joke for you. My girlfriend dumped me the other day, so I stole her wheelchair. Guess who came crawling back? Well, she would have if Mika's hadn't parked in her spot.
He doesn't have headphones on.
He can't even hear it. That's devastating.
Oh, no, he says.
So the original joke.
Right. Yeah. The original joke poor.
The original joke poor, the ending, 10 out of 10.
I can't wait for you to hear this on Thursday.
Mika, you will have to listen to the episode.
No
this
one
week.
Tell him.
Nah.
Nah.
Why
not? Nah.
Sorry, Matt. Anyways, also had a written one sent in. Comes from Jack. What's the difference between a blind sniper and a constipated owl? One can shoot but can't hit. The other can hoot but can't shit.
This is so average.
I fucking hate this.
Really?
Fucking
yeah.
Song. I mean, I love
yeah,
being
I bet you did.
I think that's fantastic. Yeah.
I love those jokes.
If that air hostess had said that today instead of just leaving it silent.
Yeah, every time she like blanks what she's meant to say, she just tells jokes.
What did we do that? You had one of those things on the podcast. Remember you and I started doing that to him?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Do you remember that?
I can't remember what it was.
I don't know. This podcast is brought to you by...
And that reminds me of a really nice joke I heard the other day. Anyway, that segment, Joke of the Day, Joke of the Week, in fact, is brought to you by our friends at Better Beer. Thank you very much. And I'm moving us on to a special edition of Snap or Snub.
A look at this photograph. It's Cody and Glenn McGrath. How did his hair get so red? And why did he snub Johnny Depp?
Hey, Cody, can I get a photo?
Yeah, you beat it, mate. Get out of my way.
Yeah, I know.
Are you okay?
He forgot his line.
I
actually sang that live.
too much breakfast.
Yeah. This is actually a really good segment where we... Nah, just joking. If you're new to listening, this segment started because, Cody, you did say that there's not many celebrities in the world that you would ask to stop for a photo. I think it's happened twice, including one recently.
Yeah, I was at a luncheon on Friday, and it was more Kathleen that did it, but I'm stoked she did it. Pat Rafter.
Or Giraffter.
Patrick Giraffter.
No, from our giraffe names too.
I tell you, he's 50 years old and still very attractive man.
Okay.
Yeah, very
did
good.
Did a lot in the Bond undies actually. He filled them out slightly.
That's how we got the photo with him.
We did. Yeah. Really?
No. No, he's good. Patty Rafter. So we got one.
Okay.
So, Yarns, you will also play the same role as Goaty in this, in that you will go, yeah, I probably actually would consider stopping them for a photo if I saw them in public and the opportunity arose. Now, ours are probably themed more so from times you've been starstruck because of where we went yesterday, WBBL drafts. And first of all, we saw Ricky Ponting and got to meet him and have a photo with him. Are you getting a photo with Ricky Ponting?
RT Ponting, absolutely.
Okay.
I probably would, just to show Matt.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. Good angle.
Good point.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yes. Quite true.
What a player.
What a player. He was unbelievable.
Number three in my all-time. Anyway,
also, he completely rattled us because we went up to him and like it was quite a serious day for obviously the draft and stuff, and we're not that serious of
people.
So we went up to him and was like, hey, Ricky, we've just got a couple of stories about we've got a couple of questions to ask that probably aren't specifically draft related. And like anyone else that we'd said that to had been like, oh, great. Oh, how good. Like real thankful. And Ricky was like, what's the point of it then?
Oh, how rattled did you get?
Proper rattled.
Yeah, mate. Oh, mate. That is the best.
We were just like,
Mr. Ponting.
Just trying to be a bit lighthearted and fun, you know?
And he was like, okay, let's see how we go.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, it's been really nice to meet you.
We're just going this way.
I would have just left. I don't know that I would have stayed for a photo.
But we stuck it out.
Maybe I'll change my answer because that seems super intimidating.
It was intimidating.
He stuck it out and he liked it once we started. So we didn't know if he was like proper taking the piss out of us.
I hope he was.
I hope he was. So.
Maybe
I'm
going to
believe that he
Imagine
was.
Imagine if he follows us.
He doesn't.
No, like, as in the next little bit, in the next week.
Anyway, we've got some other ones that do follow us, which were quite cool.
Yeah.
Glenn Maxwell.
Probably not a photo with Maxi. He's a good fellow though. I've met him.
Great man.
Yeah.
Nice.
I bowled to him a bit.
Okay.
Like a while ago.
Yeah, no go.
Well, I got sublisted for the Melbourne Stars bowling leg spin in 2014. Yeah.
Beautiful.
There you go.
So you went well.
Yeah, it went well. And then obviously I forgot how to bowl leg spin a bit 2 weeks later. So.
Okay. So that was, yep. And Yarns, no, found no from you.
Nah,
yeah. Well, we right.
Similar, big forearms.
Similar story. Someone, the girl that we were sort of, like, was our contact, I guess, she was like, oh, he can be a little bit like, depends what mood he's in. He can be a little bit abrasive. And and we walked up to him. He's like, guys, love your stuff.
Oh, nice.
That's
like,
nice.
Whoa, that's wicked. Yeah.
We'll make sure
that's
we follow him off our account then.
Do we?
Mikus?
Mikus. You're not doing much else at the moment.
No, you look busy out there, mate. You're doing well.
Okay. I think that's my biggest fear with this game is just the intimidation factor. Like,
Even if I really like someone, I'm too scared to stop.
I'd be too scared. So, I don't know.
Didn't you have like an accidental version of this game?
Yeah. So, when a friend and I went to Melbourne a few years ago, I had taken a selfie of us right before we boarded just to send to my husband. And then he replied, I didn't see the reply until we were in Melbourne. And he's like, literally half of the Broncos team are behind you in that photo. Had no idea. No idea. So he's not happy with me. So happy. Does that count as a photo with the Broncos team?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, probably the way – we shouldn't be encouraging that. Probably not the way to do it, is it?
Probably not the way to do it.
That's
actually
paparazzi.
What if they thought, like, oh, she's just trying to get a sneaky photo?
Yeah, that's
like,
right. That won't be you weren't at all.
Mm. No.
You were actually guys, can you jump out of the background?
I walked past the entire team and didn't recognize one. Like, it's not.
Alex Reynolds, is it?
Sorry, mate. Just rule of third here. Yeah. A little bit. Okay. Here's my one that I was most impressed by.
Yeah.
Mark Howard.
Now, yeah, cool.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if that means a huge amount to everyone out there, but in Australia, he's, how would you describe him? He's not like an ex-cricketer or ex-AFL player. He's literally just a presenter.
Yeah.
For Fox
commentator,
Sports.
Podcaster, yeah. Good podcaster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'd be in the top two podcasters.
He's probably
in
like us and then Howie Gaines. Yeah. I'd probably get one with Howie. I reckon if I was with you blokes, I reckon we'd all get one with Howie.
I wish we did. We didn't. We were too scared.
We were too scared.
Didn't ask him, but
he seems like a great bloke though. He wouldn't have said no.
Yeah, he probably would have said yes, but he was hard to get a hold of. I think he was
on
the clock.
He's a busy man. He's a lot busier than we are.
But you should have seen him. Like, so we've never. I think he got to his flight on time too, which is weird. we've never seen like this live television aspect, right? It was a pretty cool experience. So I've like seen him on TV and gone, well, he's a freak. Like, obviously I like him. I like his commentary. Yeah. It is the way he presents. But watching this, like the rehearsal for like 2 hours before they actually go live, like everyone's fairly serious, you would say. Like they're all trying to be like, is that all right? Is that all right to say? Like, then I'll go this.
Sort of like us, obviously.
Yeah. Then I'll say this. We watch Howie and he's by himself walking around the stage. And this is their rehearsal, like their proper rehearsal. And he's just like, just taking the piss the entire time. So it'd be like, someone's like, he's got a producer in his ear, obviously telling him where to walk, what to do. And he's just like, and then I'll go over here to Jason Gillespie. Jason Gillespie, would you like to keep Rashid Khan? Yes, I would. Yes, I would, Howie. He's a guru. Great call. And then he was like, he puts bums on seats, bits like yourself. Thank you, Jason. And like,
Perfect. That is great gear. Oh, no wonder he's the fucking best.
But he was doing this in front of like a studio of people.
Yeah,
like,
we're all sitting there going, that's like, awesome.
Whoa. Just had all these conversations with just himself that were all very entertaining.
So he's literally, he was like, he was doing stand up comedy.
That's very impressive.
Yeah, and then, perfect.
And then they went, all right, Howie, we need the cold intro. Like, you're going to have to do that. We're actually recording it now. And he just like flicked the switch and did like this speech, like as you would have seen on the draft if you watched it. He does this first speech. I'm telling you, he did it. He looked at the camera and like held his pause for like 1 second and was like, nailed it.
That's so good.
So he just got like off memory, looked at it, and he's like, that's why they paid me the big bucks, guys.
Yes. Walked off. I hope he said that.
It was unbelievable to watch, wasn't it?
Like, it was.
I already.
And he didn't get a photo.
No, I was so scared.
You blokes are fuckwits.
We were so scared.
Yeah, we were terrified.
He was tall. I don't know. He was real tall. Way taller than you would have thought. I mean, you can still get photos with tall people.
Yes.
I was going to say, it's not a hard standard to be taller than you.
You would have had to be on stilts, unfortunately.
That was more just something he was taller than. He was taller than I expected.
But no, stop saying he's tall. We get he's taller.
But on TV, no people say like, oh, you're shorter than I expected. Like, people always say that.
Do they?
About TV people.
No. Do they?
People don't comment on people's height as much.
No.
as you.
Neither do I. Think. Yeah. No, it was a new thing I was trying.
Do you, do you think there's a reason you comment and notice people's height?
Well, you're tall. They're just like, no, you're really short. Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I would say. Yeah.
But no, the whole thing was like impressive. That, like, it's an hour and a half TV show. They pretty much do the whole thing in like one take. It takes them an hour and a half to do.
It's amazing. It's like, such a skill. Yeah. Hey.
And I'm thinking about these podcasts. Like, it's 40 minutes, takes us about 3.5 hours, yeah, and then 3.5 days to edit.
That's for other reasons, though.
Anyway, we also got a photo with Beth Mooney. She was a gun, like, and actually far more like entertaining than I would have thought just from seeing her on TV.
Good,
like,
player, the way that she spoke. Holy shit.
And a great client. Yeah. Okay. Then a couple more that have come up in recent times. Delta Goodrum.
Nah, I'm okay.
Nah, wow. I'm more than fine.
Wow. I'm 100% having a crack there. That's for a photo. For a photo. Just to clarify.
Yeah. So, love you, baby.
Sorry, my little source footage. Just a photo.
oh, dear.
Yeah, nah, she's gone.
Talk about that afterwards.
Getting a real, I'll be getting a, giving a serious listening to.
Proper listening to.
Yeah, no, Delta Goodrum, I'm sitting on top of the world, one of the greatest tunes ever written, I would say.
No, I'd say Brofest.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh,
good song also, okay. Actually. Yeah. Anyway, Delta Goodrum, yes, she's about to go on tour. About to go on tour, I think. So that's
Are you going? Going? Well, you bought your tickets?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Maybe not now, apparently.
You get a restraining order.
Source footage is just shaking her head.
Kanye West?
No, absolutely not.
Nah.
Did you not listen to what I said?
No, I got a text message there and I sort of registered saying, why the fuck would I get a photo with Kanye East?
Yeah, I don't think he can. He's certainly not on a boat. He's recently
been president, won't he?
He's been banned for life from an Italian boat after dropping his strides for the paparazzi.
Awesome. Yeah,
just, well, he's actually gone up in my book.
Human.
Justin Bieber.
No.
Nah.
Sorry, that was really quick, but yeah, it's just no. Okay.
I'm a yes for Justin Bieber.
Of course you are.
I'm a yes for Justin Bieber as well.
I've had so many Justin Bieber phases in my life. Yeah. That was good.
I never did. I never had the Justin Bieber phase.
Really?
No, neither.
Recently in the news as well for manspreading.
What does manspreading mean?
It was in our dictionary game.
Yeah, so when sitting with your legs wide open.
With your legs like everywhere, no, that's all gross, across his wife when he was watching tennis at the US Open.
Yeah, right. Well, he's got a pretty big jono, I think.
What?
That's a rumor, is it? Have you both done it?
I haven't heard that rumor. Where have you heard that rumor?
No, I saw it the other
day. God, he's starting that rumor today.
Apparently, his goats are right.
Okay.
Goats are right.
Hey, goats, what do you want us to do with that information?
Well, that's why he's manspreading. He obviously needs a bit more room than the rest of us.
He's rich enough. Book an extra seat then if it's that much of a problem.
All I'm saying, he tucks into his socks is what I'm saying.
You're welcome to not say that.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Yana, last time you were here, we played a game. Well, actually, it wasn't last time you were here. It was a couple of times ago, okay. But we played Would You Rather. It's a great game. I'm sure most people have probably played it at some point in some fashion. We're doing it tonight, but themed as bios edition, and that could be Instagram, Tinder, Facebook, where else to use bios?
Twitter. Oh, I didn't know we were including Tinder.
No, I didn't know Tinder either.
Oh, really?
You just said Instagram to me. Your instructions are getting worse, but anyway.
So basically,
seen some belter Tinder ones, but anyway.
Yeah, well, maybe we can do that as a separate.
Yeah,
I like it. All right, nice. Okay, actually, none of mine are from Tinder, so if no one's done Tinder, we can keep that separately.
Yeah, I ended up not selecting any Tinder ones.
Oh, good. Okay, next time.
So we can keep that as a Tinder surprise. Bang.
There'll be a treat in the middle.
Yikes.
Okay. Sorry about that. So the type of stuff we're looking for is more sort of, I guess you would say. I mean, some people are going to have these. That's the issue. I don't want to say cringe.
It's fucking cringe.
No, they're cringe. I think we can honestly, say it.
And if you've got this as your bio, you need to grow up.
Do you want to?
Those are fighting words, Cody.
Do you want to start there?
Yeah, sure.
Two options.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. So I've sort of semi-bracketed mine. Like they're very.
Oh, you've themed.
Yeah, a little themed. Ooh. All right. So I'm not lazy. I'm just on energy save mode. Versus, don't give up on your dreams. Keep sleeping.
Oh, nice. I get around that.
Yeah, second one for me. Yeah.
Okay, I don't get around either. Second one's...
I think that's the whole idea. Most of these are going to suck ass.
Second one's better than the first.
Okay.
The first
okay.
one.
Winner.
I did a heavy eye roll on the first one.
Yeah.
Not great.
I think there's a decent chance that Mikus will actually change his bio to something that comes up tonight.
I had one in the list that I found that was perfect Mikus. And like,
are you going to read it? No.
Well, he's not listening. It was.
He's listening.
He's listening.
It was like BAE, bacon and eggs.
Oh, right. Yeah. Now I've got you. Okay. Yeah, that's fairly obvious for that inside joke that's remained secret for so long. Skid, can you give us one, please?
Yeah, well, okay. Well, I was going to start with the quote that inspired the segment tonight, which was again from Brecky this morning from Mikus. Sorry. So I think we were talking about diets or whatever, just chatting about the food we'd received. Oh yeah, no, actually, because I got the wrong meal. I got given the wrong meal, ordered a smash Davo, came with
feta.
Yeah, which I didn't want. Anyways, Mikus said
there is nothing fitter than better.
Mikus said it's not a diet, it's a lifestyle.
That's true. He actually did. And I immediately said, don't say that. It makes me want to punch you. It's like my like literally what I said to him straight away. But he said it like full serious. Yeah. And then we started talking. Yeah, you're right. I should have given this as the intro, actually. Literally. But that is why we started talking about this segment, going like, that is someone that would write stuff in their bio like that.
Yeah.
That is a stinker. And then we said, okay, yeah, nice. All right. So go on, Skin. What would you compare that one to?
I'm putting that against another quote that we've been throwing around for the last couple of weeks. Rising tides lift all boats.
As a bio, I've got to go. I can't do whatever that first one was.
No, that's a stinker. I'm going to say the second one.
Rising boats sink all. What was it?
Rising boats sink all tides.
A rising tide lifts all boats. I'll take that.
Yeah, I'm going to say the same.
Nah, splinters.
What, you'd be happy to say it's not a lifestyle. As in, it's not a diet. It's a lifestyle. I've cooked all of these.
Yeah, probably. Oh, no, I don't know if I can care. Nah,
do you currently have anything in your Instagram?
What is your
bio? Great question. Let's have a look.
I don't think I do.
Oh, what's mine currently?
Hold on. How do I do that?
Mine used to be whiteboards are remarkable. Yeah. That was a belter.
Oh, all right. Husband, dad, super coach addict. We got the chocolates. Harry, hang on.
Super coach. Are there many emojis following each of those?
None.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah. I've got I'm Lee or lethal for long. Pretty good.
Long being the operative word.
That's Justin Bieber's. We might need to workshop some of this.
It's not great.
Maybe, I know, send it out to the Chalks so they could write our Instagram bios for us.
Good idea.
Yeah.
I will not partake in that. I'm so sorry.
And Mikus will probably get tattooed.
All right, yeah, let's give us one.
Okay. I just want to clarify that all of these are from people that I went to high school with.
Yes.
That's a great
even offer. Better.
It makes it so much better.
It's so funny that you went to high school with Mikus as well.
Okay. Someone said, so blunt you can smoke my truth.
Oh. Smoke my truth.
I'm not a player, I am the game.
Oh my God.
Holy
Pick
shit.
Pick your favorite.
Up. I'm taking the blunt one, I think.
Yeah, I'm taking it right in the blunt.
James Blunt.
Skin. Yeah, it's lead
on, skin.
I think I've got to go to blunt. That's well, dreadful.
There you go. Apologies if they were yours. Actually, I'm not that sorry. Change your bio.
I'm pretty happy with this one. Here you go, Yarns. Stressed, blessed, and caffeine obsessed. Or my standards are high, just like my heels.
Oh. Heels. Stress, blessed, and coffee obsessed. You need to fucking grow up.
The first one's the like millennial equivalent of live, laugh, love. Oh. Like,
oh, that was my next one. I've got one.
Yeah, I'm definitely going with the heels one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not great.
All right. A balanced diet is an ice cream in each hand.
Oh, wow.
Versus
dust.
An ice cream eater is a fulfilled person.
An ice cream eater is a fulfilled person.
Wait, are these just two people that really like ice cream?
No, yeah, well, I bracketed them too for the two ice cream ones I found.
Bracketed them for people who enjoy ice cream. Got a niche category. The first one.
I would rather delete my Instagram.
It's a balanced diet.
Yeah.
Ice creams.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm going that.
Okay. Yeah, I'll go the first one.
I went for like, you know, those, yeah, just inspirational quotes that people
use. Yeah.
Which I love.
Another one that I think came up in conversation today with Mikus. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
See, I have an issue with that because you don't.
Can you leave just none from none.
Sorry, yeah, you use that as the reason why.
Okay.
Versus this too shall pass.
What? No. Say that again.
This too shall pass.
Isn't that a quote from Lord of the Rings?
Yeah. Isn't it?
No, that's you shall not pass.
You shall not pass.
I'm going to go for the Lord of the Rings quote.
I'm going with Gandalf.
Yeah. I'm going with Hodor. Oh, no, that's Game of Thrones.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah.
No, but the 100% of shots you don't take, you don't miss them. They just don't shoot.
Yeah.
If you don't shoot, you don't miss.
Yeah.
Mm. So you could go the other way.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like dividing by zero or something.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
Like you miss 0% of the shots you don't take.
Yeah. And you also miss 100% of the shots you take and miss.
You also have 0% of shots if you don't take it.
Yeah, okay. For this explanation alone, I'm picking the second one because I just wanted to stop.
Yeah, I think I'm going.
Oh, the game.
Gandalf gets the chocolate. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So someone said, I do a thing called what I want.
Oh, my Lord.
Is this a real person again?
Yeah.
Oh. All these are meant to be real people.
What high school did you go to? Just so I don't send my children there.
Mm-mm. Or I just added this as a group because this was seen on more than one. Someone with just their height in their bio.
That sounds lovely.
No, that's lame.
Did I mention Mark Howard is actually.
Would you rather have just your height? So it was nothing else. It was literally just 6'3" or whatever. Or would you rather have, I do a thing called what I want.
Nah, the height.
Yeah.
I guess. Easily.
I'll put 5'1".
So even under 5', that first person needs their head.
Yeah, here you go. This is my last one for you. If you can't handle me at my worst, then leave now because I don't have a best. I'm awful.
Oh, my God.
What I don't mind the twist on that.
Or I'm a homebody. I've got the home if you've got the body. These are Instagram bios. This isn't even Tinder.
What does that even mean? I've got the home if you...
I think they just need to have a nice body. So it sounds like kind of it is like a dating profile.
Yeah.
That might be Tinder.
Might be Tinder.
Crikey.
Okay. I didn't mind the twist of the first one. I thought I knew where it was going in it.
Well, the first one was mine, so I'll take that one.
Leave now, I'm awful.
Leave now, I'm awful.
Speaking of awful, actually, Yarns. Something sad happened. Belly button piercing, gone.
Thank the Lord.
On the pitch at Valleys.
On the pitch at Valleys.
We don't know where it is.
In a cricket game.
Yeah.
The next person.
So happy.
Yeah. The groundsman's not. It's going to fuck his mower. Sorry, Brady.
Genuinely, though.
How's it healing up?
No, horrendous. It's scabbed. And also we tried to poke it, piercing back through it today when I got home and it's like closed up. I'm a quick healer. It's closed up again.
I'm so happy for you.
See, I wasn't as happy, but I'm glad that you're happy.
Was it your girlfriend's belly button ring you lost?
Well,
was it Delta Goodrum's?
She
he wishes.
She went out and bought us.
Matching ones?
Yeah, that's embarrassing.
That's nice.
It was nice. Yeah, she went out and bought us matching ones. I had a blue one. She had a red one. She still has the red one. Blue one, unfortunately, mowed.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah, we had matching ones for a day and then they fell out with just the rigorous wicket-keeping I was doing.
I mean, that single you ran was just unbelievable.
It was just meant to happen at this point.
You know, End of an era, you might say.
I don't get is you're well past the point where you can put it in and take it out anytime. Okay, poor wedding. You can remove the piercing anytime you like.
Skin. So why do you keep I know we're brothers, but I think we need to set up some boundaries.
It's weird that you two shared a room.
Why do you keep wearing the piercing playing sport where it can fall out?
Oh, yeah. Why do I actually not take it out?
I don't know. You've still been
asking this question for months since you got it. I've been asking
you
this
question. We
played
footy 2 weeks ago and you were still taping it up. Yeah. It's like, just take it out.
Oh, I'm
what
so
happened
glad.
To me?
I'm so glad it's out.
We are playing the Slogo game.
Slogo Brands will give you the line and you guess the company. There's a strong chance that everyone will do this well except me.
Making eye contact with yarns whilst these jingles are playing is not good for my self-confidence.
Is it a humbling experience?
Yes. Again, not a big fan of that one.
What do you reckon?
I'm going to say no.
Yeah.
I love it, mate. Love everything you do.
Thank you.
Such a lie. Lie through your teeth.
That's very positive for you as well.
It's that's the nicest thing I've ever heard him say to you.
Pretty simple game, I guess. You get a little sound grab played from a famous company's slogan,
mm-hmm.
and you've got to be the first to buzz in and tell me what that company is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And there's no bonus points that I can think of, but I'll find a way to get them in at some point. Absolutely. If Cody's winning by too much. Who directed the ad for bonus points? Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
No.
First one is, well, no, I can't tell you because that's your job.
Yeah.
But here is the first one.
Yeah. Goedel. Wheat Bix.
Well done.
So fast. Okay.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
What one happened? To Goedel. Everyone's worked it out now. That was just yeah. Here we go.
Light on the fizz so you can slam it Goedel. Down fast.
Solo.
Well done.
Oh,
where's my correct buzzer? What?
I think we need the bonus point.
If you can tell me, Skin it down, if you can tell me what letter solo starts with.
Why's my mic muted?
Go to your unmute for this one. All right, here we go. Number three. They're very, I think you'll get this.
The burgers are better.
Yes.
I just yelled.
Yanni. I think Yanni yelled pa.
I literally just yelled. I don't even know what I said. Just flustered.
Oh, yeah.
You might as well answer it, Yanni.
You might as well answer it because I heard
Jack's?
You. It is Hungry Jack's. Well,
yes. Okay.
On the board.
And do I get bonus points for that?
And then bonus points for.
Because I made up a new buzzer.
Nice.
I'm lucky. Yeah. You're 2 points behind now.
What about if I can tell you the came from the American chain Burger King?
Give him a point for that.
Thanks.
Happy with that?
Yeah, give him one.
Give him a point.
Not two. You're on one. Just well done, Skin. That's
one.
Fine. Okay.
One's enough.
Nice. Oh, that's correct. Jeez, these bonus points are good.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yes.
I heard Albert first.
No, you did not.
Yeah, I did. Genuinely did. Albert first.
Crap.
That's incorrect.
Oh, that was.
Yes.
No, nah, keep going.
Like Mitsubishi?
Fuck. It's Mazda.
It
is Mazda. Skin, that's a good try, though. At least you got in. Bonus point for getting in first.
And a wonderful way to point out two wonderful companies.
Some great people.
That's four, and we are now up to number five. There's six options here. What's the score? Goedel got that as well.
Three, zero, two.
No, he's on two. No,
he's
one.
He's on one.
Yeah, I got me bonus point.
Burger King.
Yeah, Skin, Burger plus King one.
Boy. For saying two words.
I think Yana appears to be on... Well, according to Charlie, three, but the three's also mixed
Thanks
in with the same
the
word
bonus
as hungry.
Point.
Mm.
So I feel like it might be a typo.
Hey, Charlie, you don't have to fix it.
Either Charlie's telling me world peace or the score's two.
I think it was world peace.
I think it's world peace.
Yeah, obviously.
All right, so three all. Skin's still on one. Here we go. Number five.
You'll find that lowest prices.
Schnozzle Warehouse. Nah, Bunnings Warehouse.
Yeah, it is indeed. Bunnings Warehouse. Very well done.
Is this last round worth 100 points?
Yeah, yes. Last round worth 100 points.
Oh, nice. This is going to be tough. I'll only win by 103 then.
This one's good. I like this one.
Not for you, just for me. Skin.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, yeah. God, not for Goedel. Here we go.
It's in the game.
Goedel.
Albert was in first.
EA Sports.
Well done, Skin.
Come on.
Holy hell.
2004. Yeah,
terrible. Skin,
that's unbelievable. So the score at the end, 101 to Skin.
Wow.
Yana on 3, Goaty on 4.
Is that right? Lucky
it's second. Well earned, Skin. Yeah. Well earned.
No, you were the best, Skin. That was good. Skin, from the clouds.
You have blown them away there. That was unbelievable.
Look at these idiots.
I love an underdog story. I really love an underdog story.
Didn't you know that leading into the game?
Skid, very well done. All right. You're in for a?
X.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I was just being the flight attendant.
Hostess.
And the weather in Brisbane is.
That's you. You put it in. End of the X.
Lovely spot.
Okay. Yeah. So the thing that we serve in that.
Moldovs.
How have we not named this segment yet?
We've been busy.
Okay.
I think actually when Yada was last on, we said we were going
to. Yeah, it was meant to be on the next episode.
That's right.
Yeah. Too many not my next episode, just the next episode.
Yeah.
And okay. Even on and we've missed episode, both of them. We still haven't done it.
And it's been 5 weeks.
It's just more bad luck than bad management.
That, yeah, it really is. I mean, you can't blame us. Okay, so
it's considerably bad luck. I mean, things keep happening. I lost my bag.
Yeah,
3 breakfasts this morning.
Unfortunately, not free. Okay, so the initial thing is I'm not going to try and pronounce that.
What is that?
Essentially, she's just blowing up about her son. My son lost his cello.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Cello, a whole fucking cello, which is as big as he is. Do you know how big a cello is? How do you lose a cello? I need answers. I don't understand. So she's just blowing up about this incident, which is all very fair. To which Lester replies, "This mother is about to resort to violins." Violence.
I get it. No, we got it.
What do you mean? We're all laughing. What did you just say?
I wanted a bigger reaction. Come on.
Skin just knows jokes are funnier. Yeah.
If exactly. That kid gets any better at it, they could actually play that at Coachella.
It's not good.
It's not good. I'm happy to try one. I'm sure if you saw Adele. When she did a version of this and it was called Cello from the Other Side. Yarned?
Nothing. I actually am. I was quite hungry after dinner the other night, so I had to get, some dessert. So it was like ice cream and cello.
Do you mean jelly?
You are reaching. Jello. That is such a reach.
Yep.
Are we done? Can we be done?
No, not yet. Hold on. Give us a minute.
Just wait 1 second.
This is how the podcast works. We all wait.
Stop nodding at each other. We're finished.
Well, there is actually that management service that we use. Remember, we have the organization tool. It's been renamed to Trello. It actually is called Trello, so that's a real thing.
Great people.
Anyway, probably done with that.
There we go.
Unless we think of any more in the wrap up.
Yeah,
that's another
one. You'll sleep well tonight on your pillow.
All right. Bye.
It's another episode of the Week of the Chocolates podcast complete. We welcome you to be part of the Chockies crew and get in touch. You can do that firstly on our socials, and that's at We Got the Chocolates, wherever we have social media, which is everywhere.
Should be most of them.
Yeah.
The other way you can get in touch with us is obviously the website. So go there and contribute to the show. Leave a recording on the chalk line if you'd like to hear yourself on a future ep, or you can just write in below that as well if that's your preference.
Yeah, and in the social bios, which was the line I was meant to say while Skin was so silent, in the social bios, you will find a link tree which has discount codes for LSKD and Better Beer merch at the moment. 15% off for Chalky listeners. So help us help you by checking that out.
Beautiful. Super coach. Mm-hmm. I got it in there. It wasn't, mate. Honestly, I'm fucking running the show at the moment. We have a winner of our group.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Yeah. Patrick from
Rafter.
That's what I was talking to about earlier. Daily Cherries is his team name, and they won. So, Patrick.
Big prize coming for Patrick.
Yeah. I mean, unbelievable. You showed me the other day, obviously.
Well done, Patrick. I don't know what they're talking about.
We'll find something.
Well done, Patrick.
Patrick, if you can chase us, because we won't be chasing you.
That is the way that the best competitions are run.
We'll get a prize for you, Patrick. Can you get email Mitch at hello at wegotchocolates.com.au?
Also, wrong email address.
So close.
Yeah. Also, Kenny, I know you don't care at all, but we also had an AFL competition going.
Oh, did we?
And I think we promised the winner of that also gets a prize. So yeah. Whoever you are,
you don't know.
You
who
also get a touch.
Who manages the admin here?
We don't know. Yeah. Actually, no one. By
seems
the way.
To be the problem. Yeah.
But the good thing is we do know, Jans, as you said, we can't give Patrick any oysters as his prize.
Yeah.
That's because oysters killed Patrick.
Cody, yeah. Do not laugh like that. It is not that funny.
We've actually lost him. He's gone. Yana, thank you very much for your for being Jesus. Here tonight again. I know you've loved it every second by the looks.
Yeah, I love being here.
See you again in a month. And remember that if you're out there and having a laugh with your mates throughout the week, that you're absolutely getting the chocolates. We'll speak to you again this time next week. And as always, good luck in the future. And that stumps.
The NFL winner was NOC by Bolter Brewing. Congratulations. We'll be in touch.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.